So there's an armature inside.
Yeah, there's a steel armature, which is like a skeleton holding it up. But the head and hands are solid clay.
Benjamin Victor stands next to his 7-foot-tall clay sculpture of Norman Borlaug while answering questions from visitors at the Iowa Historical Building.
It's different from the shoes and the pants.
Yeah. Well, shirt. And the pants aren't done, but it will be. They'll all be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
The statue depicts Borlaug standing in a field of wheat wearing a hat, rolled up sleeves, and trousers while writing in a book. The clothes are wrinkled in a way that shows a strong wind is blowing past him. Victor has been working on this clay statue for 4.5 months, and when he's finished, it will be cast in bronze and placed in the United States Capitol's National Statuary Hall collection. The collection was started by Congress in 1864 as a way to recognize citizens from each state with a historic or distinguished background. 100 years ago, 2 statues representing Iowans were placed, including one of Senator James Harlan. That statue will be replaced by the Borlaug statue Benjamin Victor is working on now. As Victor sculpts, he refers to pictures of Borlaug that span decades of his subject's life.
Maybe capture an expression from one photo, a vigor or strength from one, and put into this work of art and make it transcend photography of a single image of a single moment in time.
Victor was assigned this commission by a committee established by the Iowa legislature. The committee has to sign off on the finished product before it goes to Washington. They've also procured funding for the statue from private and corporate donors. Now that Victor's 2.5-week residency is over, he's taking the statue back to his studio in South Dakota, where he'll finish it.
I'm going to detail the piece and then have the entire committee out towards the end of April. And I could already tell from some of the soft viewings that we've had without an official decision that they're very happy with where this is going.
A date for unveiling the statue in Washington isn't set, but the committee's goal is to have it on Borlaug's 100th birthday, March 25, 2014. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.